When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Why take one vacation with the family when you could take all of them? With Royal Caribbean, you don't just go to the beach. You visit a private island and race down the tallest water slide in North America. You don't just go for a road trip. You ATV and zip line through the jungle. You don't just go somewhere new. You rappel down waterfalls and discover ancient temples. Because this isn't just any vacation. This is all the vacations. Come seek the Royal Caribbean. Ships Registry, Bahamas.
All right, welcome to Office Hours East. I'm not looking at you. I'm looking kind of at our monitor because, as you can see, we got a wide shot going on, and I'm sure all the eagle-eyed slice heads out there have noticed that that's not a slice of pizza in the normal spot that slice is. And that is because we had... within the last 2 hours, like really last minute, we got an emergency text from Slice saying that his dog was sick and he was not feeling really good about leaving the dog alone. And, you know, Tori, my producer, and I were like, Slice, whatever you got to do, take care of that dog. That's priority one. The show is like priority 10. And so Slice stayed home. We did talk to Slice, and we're actually going to call Slice. We're going to call Slice in just a moment and find out what's up with the dog at the latest. We had touched base with Slice just a little before the show, and it sounded like the dog was back to, like, its personality and playing with the ball and toys, but we'll catch up with Slice. But anyway, Slice called his good friend Football, and that's who's joining us tonight. And we're really, so Football, I really want to thank you very much for joining us.
It's absolutely my pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, well, it's great that you were just available. It's great that you were close enough just to get here.
I'm just a stone throws away.
Excellent. I'm glad you didn't go with the football analogy. Like, I'm glad you didn't say, like,
no.
I'm a 50-yard bomb away. I guess that's not really a bomb, but that's a good throw. But anyway, stone's throw.
No, yeah. We don't throw footballs. You know, footballs throw around stones.
Got it. Right. So you don't, unless you're like roughhousing with each other, and then you might throw one of yourselves around. Do you fraternize with other footballs?
Oh, yeah. We do a lot of pigskin versus shirt pig.
Oh, I see. So that's like your version of shirts and skins, I guess?
Oh, you guys do that?
Yeah, that's what we humans do.
Oh, okay, cool.
Like, so if let's just say there's a group of humans and, you know, not everyone's wearing, you know, some teams might wear, you know, you might, if it's organized, you might say half of you bring white, everyone bring a white shirt or a light color and everyone bring a dark color. And then you can do like white versus colors. Like if everyone's doesn't have like all blue or all red, it could be the darker colors and then the white shirts. But if you don't, or if it's hot, you might just take shirts off and then it's shirts and skins.
Yeah, so you guys don't have an issue with that, given your history as Americans.
What do you mean?
Just whites against colored.
Oh, I
people.
See. No, yeah. it's not that. It's not like a racial thing. It's just the colors of the shirts. I guess the way I phrased it sounded a little worse than it is. Whites versus colors. That's not what I meant.
Because you even then specified dark colors.
Well, because it's to get further away. You know, like rather than wear a yellow shirt, wear like a dark green or dark blue or red.
But no, I get it. I don't know. I'm sorry. Just trying to be a little bit more aware.
No, I think you're not wrong to call that out and make sure that it's not something it isn't, especially in these, you know, racially charged times. We have to be very careful about the words we choose. And, you know, that's not what I meant at all. And if that's how it came across to anybody, that's it wasn't that at all. It was more just, you know, white shirts. And then I was going to say it again, and then whites and colors. It's just you can't get around how awful it sounds.
That's why we do pig shirts versus pigskin.
Got it.
Shirt pigs.
Well, let's do this football. Let's actually call Slice, because I know there's probably a lot of the fans. Listen, in football, I'm not sure if you've seen the shows, but we've only done two. This is Office Hours East number 3, live from New York. I give him the phone call, the phone number, Tori?
Yeah.
It's 818-804-4478. We're going to take calls soon. There it is right there. Call the studio hotline at 818-804-4478. Let's just call Slice right now. I feel like this is too much for the fans, because I know there's a lot of concern out there right away. I'm sure people right away, before I even mention it, were like, what the fuck? Where is Slice? So let's get Slice on the phone if we can, Tori.
Slice, are you there? Slice, can you hear us? Hello, Slice?
No, I'm not hearing Slice. Uh-oh. If anyone else is. Oh, we just had it. We just had him. We just had Slice on the line. It's okay. We'll figure out this tech diff. We had a bunch last show when I was down in Atlanta. We'll talk about that in a little bit, too. But, you know, that's just part of Office Hours East. You know, it's New York style. It's East Coast. It's gritty. You know, we kind of like...
We fuck things up in New York.
Yeah, and we're not afraid to... We own it. So, you know, we have our tech diffs. Also, it's super fucking hot in New York, and it's really hot in this basement where we are. We had a fan going. And Tori, just interrupt me anytime we get Slice.
Yeah, Slice, can you hear us? Slice, are you there?
Oh, Jesus.
Hello, Slice?
No, I'm just worried that it's not a tech diff, that something's wrong with the dog.
Yeah, I gotta say, like...
I'm really nervous.
It's not gonna comfort the Slice heads. Knowing that there's a sick dog involved.
A sick dog, and is Slice okay? Like, how nervous is Slice?
Yeah.
You know, I'm just curious. Oh, God. Because now I'm just like, how is Slice's mental state? And so how do you, if you don't mind me asking football, how do you and Slice know each other?
Oh, well, you know, like, just historically, just for generations, pizza and football has gone along, you know, like gangbusters.
Got it.
Yeah, so like, you know, everybody thinks wings and like dip.
Right.
But pizza's, you know, they've always been for it.
Sure, it's all part of the same. Yeah, well, it's nice. It's nice to hear about. This is like, you know, it's almost like, I mean, I guess you could call it in some ways an odd couple. Or maybe you guys are like Frog and Toad, you know, that classic children's book, or maybe you don't. Highly recommended, by the way, if any of our listeners have kids, you got to check out. And even if you don't, check out Frog and Toad. It's a really super funny, adults would love it. I love it. My kids love it. But I'd love to see maybe football and Slice.
Is one of them in like a three-piece suit? Am I remembering that right? With like a vest?
That's, I think, Grasshopper. Same illustrator, writer. Oh, man, I'm seeing a lot of panic behind the camera.
Yeah.
We don't have Slice. Like, oh, my God, guys, what is going on? We got to get Slice on the phone. I mean, now I'm just genuinely curious. Like, is everybody okay with the dog? I might have to text Slice and say, are you okay? What's the dog's name? What's the dog look like?
Yeah, this feels like a little bit beyond like New York. Hey, I'm walking here.
We never push. I mean, that to me is an inherent attitude that, you know, it's we don't feel the need to overcompensate on Office Hours East. We just, you know, we just embody it.
Yeah.
You know, if you know, we don't protest too much, or what, you know,
yeah,
thinks thou, whatever the Shakespeare phrase is. I don't even know if you know what Shakespeare is.
Oh, yeah, no, absolutely.
Okay, so you're a pretty smart, intelligent football.
I mean, Shakespeare is just part of language. You've invented language, really.
You think so? You think Shakespeare invented language?
Well, he definitely invented some phrases.
Well, sure. That's a different, though, than language.
Oh, yeah, no, you're right. That's a good point.
I know I'm right. I'm New York Jonathan.
All right.
Fucking throw it now. I'm going to throw it. See, you pick and choose your moments when you're going to throw the attitude around.
Yeah, yeah. You throw it with Shakespeare.
Guys, how are we doing? What the fuck's going on, guys? Let's get Slice on the phone. We can also move on and catch up later with Slice whenever that happens. Here's one thing. Let's just move on. And once we get Slice, just cut me off anytime. Okay. Yeah. So
why don't we go to our next thing for a minute?
Yeah, that's what I just said.
Yes.
Literally what I just said, Tori. You didn't need to have your voice heard on the microphone.
Okay, but can
Jesus,
I just have my
voice? What a fucking annoying move. Okay. What a dick. Let's go to the next thing. Like I just, Jesus fucking Christ, Tori. I have so much respect for you, but not in that moment.
New York Jonathan, it's kind of like you're being like, hey, I'm talking here.
Listen, sometimes I'm going to flex the muscle. It's as need be, all right? I'm not going to not do it. I just don't feel the need to unless I have to, and right there I felt like I had to.
I hear ya. Tori was coming in strong.
Coming in hot, and I
think... Sorry about that.
You know, even right there, apologize when the show's done.
That was
Jesus
rude.
Christ, a lot of fucking nerve.
Way out of line.
Really trying to get himself into the show a lot more. You know, before it was like seamless, organic. Like, you know, it's like you pepper it in there. You don't put too much pepper. You don't dump the whole thing out. You just like... you know, whatever. You want to do a grater. You want to do a sprinkler. Just a little bit, okay? You're pepper. You're the pepper of the show, Tori. Oh, God damn it, Tori. Anyway, so I was in Atlanta last month. I got stuck there for a job.
Hot Atlanta,
although it's fucking hot here in New York. But I got stuck there for a job, and there was a lot of, like, COVID shutdowns, and wasn't too bad. Like, I made the most of it. I made the best of it. Just, like, slept a lot, rested, took it easy, and it was great that we were able to make it work. And one thing I was actually going to talk to Slice about, I was actually going to ask Slice about pets. Because what happened, one thing that happened when I got back from Atlanta, back to New York, my family and I, we had moved. So I was coming, I left one apartment when I left for Atlanta. And when I came back, went to a new apartment. And also, we got a dog. That was the reason we moved. Because our old landlord, nice guy, okay, good guy, a little just anal and uptight and annoying, gave us a rent concession during the pandemic. He was a good guy, but wouldn't let us get a dog. Even though, listen to this bullshit, football, even though he had allowed a dog in the building, there was a dog in the building when we moved in, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so then those people moved out a year after we moved in. This was two summers ago. And they moved because the way they were a young couple, they had just had a baby in April, I think, or no, in the middle of the pandemic, they had their kid.
Oh, that's rough.
And very stressful, and she's got some immune compromised issues, so they moved. The new neighbors move in, they've got a dog. Whoa. So now we're thinking, oh, dogs are okay. We had put our old dog down 7 years ago.
Because of the landlord?
Because of the previous landlord?
Oh, right, right, because you'd only been there a few years. Yeah.
Oh, we had an old dog. We put that dog down when she was sadly very sick. And so we were on a pet break. We were on a pet hiatus, my wife and I. We had pets for years. I had cats for 17 years. Never again. I don't know how you feel about cats, football.
You know, I don't have a problem with cats. Cats don't try and put me in their mouth.
That's a good point.
Dogs put me in their mouth a lot.
Yeah, but what about a shit box in your where you live?
Oh.
I don't want that anymore.
I hear you. I hear you. I was going to say, it sounds like you had a pet biatus. Bye.
Nice one, football.
Thanks, man.
Rock solid.
High five.
A biatus. So we were really excited to get another dog. There had been some dog talk in our household with the kids getting older and wanting a dog for the next last like year or two. So it took on, gathered a lot of steam starting around the holidays this past year. And then we decided we're going to do it. We're going to get a dog. And now the mistake we made, we should have just got the dog and then told the landlord, oh, we got a dog because dogs are cool here, but my wife and I are good people. We try to do the right thing and say, hey, just to give you a heads up, we're getting a dog. We know that's cool because you allowed two dogs, and that's when it just got weird.
Yeah.
Where he's like, oh, well, no, there's no dog in the building now.
Whoa.
So right away, yeah, right away I feel like, fuck, I just accidentally outed the new neighbors.
Oh.
right? So now I'm feeling bad, and I was like, I don't know what to tell you, man. There's a dog down there. I assumed you knew about it. And he's like, no, the old neighbors had a dog. So we get into it. I'm like, well, we want to get a dog. Why are you saying no? There's two. Well, I didn't know about the second dog. The first dog I allowed because it was new. We had renovated and I needed money for the contractors. And now I got to get back to know. They signed all this paperwork. We're like, we'll sign whatever you want. We'll do whatever addendum. No, I understand. I know this isn't fair. I feel super bad. I'd feel bad. I'd be mad if I was in your position too, but I have to get to a no dogs building, blah, blah, all this bullshit. And so we moved.
Yeah.
And we got a fucking dog.
Nice.
100% worth it.
Nice. Is that your dog?
There he is. Hi. Oh, we shouldn't be seeing that yet though, guys.
My bad.
What the fuck, wow. Guys? Jesus Christ.
Spoiler alert. Wow. You spoiled the show.
Fuck ups left and right. No slice. Early photo. What the fuck? Someone needs to take an immediate bye-atus.
That's what we call a fumble.
Fucking football is on it.
I really feel like I had to pick it up after that Shakespeare invented language thing. But yeah, that's a fumble.
Slice.
Oh, we got Slice on the line. Slice, you there? Oh, Jesus Christ, guys.
Slice.
We got Slice. Cue the sound guy sprinting over to the laptop to plug in the cord, and it's clearly not working.
More like Tory bad Amos.
Fucking bad football, aim. Man. Football, fill in the good. Void right away. Seamless.
I mean, sometimes you just gotta run, even if you don't see the pass. You just gotta get under that armpit and just go.
Get under the armpit? Is that football talk?
That's football talk for when the QB can't throw it. Sometimes he just takes it. And
stick it under the armpit.
Stick it under the armpit.
Listen, if we have any kids watching that are football players, like if we got any like peewee or squirt or midget or whatever the little league football is, kids, that's a lesson. If you're the quarterback and you got nothing, your receivers aren't open, right under the armpit, follow your blockers.
Yeah, because then
make something happen.
Yeah, because also then it looks like you don't have the football because you've put it under your armpit.
Oh, nice.
You know what I mean? So they're not going to tackle you. You don't have the ball.
So that's actually, if there's any kids out there, I want to actually speak to some kids. If you're a kid out there, and let's say you were born with unusually large armpits and you've been self-conscious about it for your whole life. Think about being a quarterback and you could reinvent the position where you can stick it in your armpit. No one knows where the ball is. And you could become a hero to some college. Oh man, this is really embarrassing that Tori was like, we got Slice. We got Slice.
Hey, Slice.
And we don't. Slice.
There's Slice on his couch. Now, Slice, just to make sure, that's a teeny couch, right? Oh, you probably can't.
Yeah, I mean, for me, it seems pretty normal. But yeah, I guess it's if you're looking at it, sure, it's a teeny couch.
Yeah, you're right. I guess it's from my perspective. But for you, it's a normal size couch, of course.
Mm-hmm.
So, Slice, what's going on? Tell us what happened.
Can I tell you something, though? In order for me to get this kind of couch, I got to Scotch guard it.
Oh,
that makes sense for the stains.
Yeah, that's a very good point, Slice.
You should Scotch guard that tank top you're wearing there.
Well, that's something where you want to just... You can just shout that. You shout it out. You want to just shout that out.
Oh, get one of those shout sticks.
Yeah, you get the shout stick or a Tide stick. And listen, we're not sponsored by any of these brands.
Come on, give me a break. Give me a break.
Slice, what?
I'm wearing my home shirt.
No, we understand. We're just like saying if you can't get the stains out, shout it out.
Okay. All right.
Listen, Slice, the I'm sure the fans at home are just like probably on the edges of their couch seats wanting to know, how's your dog?
Dog's doing good. Dog's back to normal.
Great.
He's chasing a tennis ball and he just went into the closet.
Went into the closet? Okay, that sounds a little weird.
That's where his apartment is.
Oh, that's cute. What's his? Is it a boy dog or a girl dog? Or is it a they dog?
It's a boy dog.
What's his name?
Dog. You're not going to believe this, but the dog's name is Loaf.
Oh, Loaf.
That's a great name.
Loaf. I love it. So cute. Hi, Loaf. I met a dog on the street the other day named Orzo. I thought it was so cute. And he was like this like patchwork puppy. Oh, he was so cute.
It turns out there's two pierogies around me.
Oh, God. Pierogies.
Like I said, I don't like dogs. They're always trying to put me in their mouth. Right. But it's hard not to like a pierogi.
Is one of the are they both small? Or please tell me one's big.
You know, one might grow to be big.
Oh,
one is a brindle pug. So he's small now, and he's going to stay small.
Oh, I love a big pierogi. Big pierogi, little pierogi. Getting back to coloreds and whites.
Whoa.
My dad and my stepmom, they used to have two big standard-sized poodles. One was black and one was white, Max and Murphy. But my dad's friend was like, just call them Black Dog and White Dog. I thought that was so funny.
Detroit, man. Detroit.
Super fucking funny. Anyway, so let's get back to Loaf. So Loaf is okay.
It seems like Loaf's doing better. It was a little bit unknown for a little bit, but he seems to be back to his normal self.
Did we get a picture of Loaf?
I can send you a picture.
I just wanted to say something.
I'll send it to Tori because, I mean, Tori, he's really...
I feel like Tori might not be able to handle too much more.
Tori's already fucked up 100 times so
Tori
far.
Is,
but
Tori
I think we'd have to have that preloaded, right? You know what you could do? You know what you could do? Text it to me, and I'll show my phone to the camera. Right? Can we do that?
Yeah, you can put it up to the camera.
Let's do that. Yeah. So, Slice, you got my number, right?
Text
me a picture of Loaf, and we're going to show the fans your dog.
Text it to me to Slice.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Please.
Here he goes. Here goes
Troy,
Pepper.
Troy's
Pepper,
trying to
Pepper, peppering in.
Get
he over peppered the salad. Text it to me too, Slice.
I mean, I turn my phone off, so it won't help to text it to me there.
Okay, let me get a good picture of Loaf.
Sure.
I mean, because sometimes you don't have the right one on you. You know, you understand.
I understand. I
got a good one.
I just realized that Loaf bread, sliced bread.
Yeah, I think that's why Slice said you're not going to believe this, right, Slice?
Oh, I thought it was just because super cute name.
It's a pretty cute name.
This is a really, really like, I mean, if we can get a shot here, if you want to cut to my shot, right, the whatever. I mean, that's a little tight, Slice. I think we need a wider shot for context. Not that that's not cute, but, you know, give us, here's Loaf. Oh, Loaf. Oh, and look at his collar. It says nervous.
He's nervous.
Oh, Loaf is so nervous. Hold on.
He's so nervous.
Oh.
So yeah, that's him.
It's like, let me get back into my closet. I'm so nervous.
Oh, Loaf, he's so cute.
That's a cute dog. He can put me in his mouth anytime.
Oh, Loaf, I'm so glad.
I'll tell him you said so.
Slice, I'm so glad that Loaf is okay. God, what if we had called and Slice was like, Loaf is dead?
Wow.
Yeah, that would have been really, that would have been tough. But luckily, Loaf's alive.
Tori probably would have been happy with that. Master of Chaos here.
Ooh. Oh, boy. Slice, Tori has a new nickname, Pepper.
Oh, geez.
Yeah, yeah. You can
eat like that.
Yeah. So, you know,
that condiment.
Exactly. And it's like, maybe we'll have some salad with all that pepper, right? Too much pepper.
Oh. Nice one, football.
Thanks, man.
Well, listen, Slice and football, I do want to move on soon, but I really want to just, you know, since we have you on the phone, Slice, and since everything's okay with Loaf. So tell us like how it, so you called, you were like, oh my God, my dog's sick. What am I going to do? Did you call me and Tori first, or did you call football and say, hey, I can't make the show, football, can you fill in for me?
Hi, this is Vic Berger here, and you know I don't like stress. That's why I'm personally inviting you to eat stress-free this spring with Factor's delicious meals. Every Factor meal is fresh and never frozen. It's chef-created, dietitian approved, and it's ready to eat in just 2 minutes. I tried the chef's choice meal plan, and it was a chef's kiss of meals that hit all the spots and filled our bellies at the Burger household. I know you're asking yourself, what were Vic Burger's favorites? Creamy Dijon pork tenderloin and garlic herb saman. These are classic dishes that are ready to go with no cleanup and not a problem at all. So get chef-prepared meals on the table in 2 minutes with Factor's ready-to-eat meals. And get back to doing what you love this spring. Now, these are premium meals with premium ingredients like filet mignon, shrimp truffle butter, broccolini, and asparagus. Sign up now! Head to factormeals.com/officehours50 and use code officehours50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box. That's code officehours50. OFFICEHOURS50 at factormeals.com/officehours50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active.
Why take one vacation with the family when you could take all of them? With Royal Caribbean, you don't just go to the beach. You visit a private island and race down the tallest water slide in North America. You don't just go for a road trip. You ATV and zip line through the jungle. You don't just go somewhere new. You rappel down waterfalls and discover ancient temples. Because this isn't just any vacation. This is all the vacations. Come seek the Royal Caribbean. Ships Registry, Bahamas.
Yeah, I would never just kind of say I can't come deal with it. I would try to come up with a plan, and, you know, football.
Nervous is on the monitor. Oh, he's so nervous. Now, did you do that as, like, is that a joke, or is he really just a nervous dog and you're letting people know?
That's he's a pretty nervous dog.
Oh, he looks it. You can tell he's looking up at you.
I wish I could wear something like that. You know?
Why can't you football? You could write it on your on the white lines. Or I don't even know what those are. Or maybe you could put it on your laces.
Yeah,
put it on your lace.
It's kind of a football.
Yeah,
slice.
It's kind of frowned upon in the football world to show your feelings like that.
Really?
Yeah.
You could be a trailblazer, a pioneer.
You could be a trailblazer. Sorry,
see, this is why I asked football. Sorry. This is why I called up football. Oh. You know, football that got that. Got that energy.
Football and, is filled in very
show,
well.
I've been watching the show. The show's really good so far.
Yeah, it's a really, really nice, you know, it's not a lateral move. It's different. Like, there's a different energy, but it's great. And you're not in danger of losing your job, Slice. That would never happen. But I definitely feel like
that means a lot.
It would be great. I think we're going to have a show where Slice and football co-sidekick.
I mean, one person is in danger of losing their job tonight, and it's not you.
And it rhymes with and it rhymes with Epper. Jesus Christ, Tori.
Might want to hit the stairs, stepper.
Take a pepper atus.
Bye.
Tori, I'm sorry. All I gotta say to you is Chris got hurt.
Yeah,
Chris. Yeah.
Tori.
Yeah.
Someone's going
hurt.
Slice deep to the unemployment line.
Oh, thanks, Slice.
Oh, geez. Okay, well, listen, have a good show. I'll keep watching.
Thanks, Slice. And bye, Loaf. I don't know if you were watching the screen. You're so cute.
Bye, Loaf.
Okay, bye, everybody.
Bye, Slice. Oh, was that Loaf? Was that a Loaf voice? Bye, everybody. Anyway, listen, so Slice heads, you can all take, let's all take a collective sigh of relief. Slice is okay. Loaf is okay. Everything's cool. Except for the fucking world. So I was going to say, I came back to New York to a brand new dog. And I had seen photos of the dog. We knew this was in motion. And I get back and now I've got a new apartment and a new dog. And I was just wanted to talk about the dog a little bit. We saw a quick photo when Tori fucked up. And that's not his name, but
wait,
again, so...
Which time when Tori fucked up? There's been so many
times.
Yeah,
I think it was the third time.
Okay, cool.
But yeah, I lost count. Sounds like we both lost count, football.
Yeah, well, it's important. I can count up to four.
That's all you could count up? Do you know what's after four?
I mean,
Well, go
I have
ahead,
some
show
ideas.
Us. Football, show us right now. Count to four.
First down, second down, third down, fourth down.
Can you just say it with, can you say one, two, three, four?
One, two, three, four, down.
There you go. Just don't, without the down.
One, two, three, four.
I heard like a d, four, a d. It's okay, Lou. I don't want to put you on the spot, football.
It's okay.
So do you know what comes after four, though?
I mean, feels like there's no real order after that. Then there's like 25, 73.
No, football. It's one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, 10. Have you ever even heard those numbers? And not in the context of what you just did. Like 582, 42, hut.
Hut.
All right. Well, maybe we'll have you back on the show, football, and we'll learn, we'll teach football how to count.
Wow.
I think that's something that fans would
amazing.
Love.
Amazing.
I would for sure tune back in to watch that.
I mean, we've got the kids calling in to talk about their armpit size.
Giant armpits. Well, listen, let me keep going about my dog because we've got a lot more show coming
up. I mean, I definitely need more of that photo of your dog.
Well, we're going to get there. Here's the thing. Here's what I was getting at. So we get back to this super cute dog. He's so cute. He's like a lab boxer mix, which is what we were told. There was a family that had him. They have three young kids. I think he was a COVID dog, and they realized maybe too much for us. To be fair, the dad was really sad when he handed over the dog to us. I wasn't there for that. I was in fucking Atlanta.
Hot Atlanta.
And, but he's so cute and sweet, but he was already named, and I'm having some trouble with this. his name's Gatsby. And right away, I'm like, oh boy, we got a problem. That to me, in my mind, I'm like, no fucking way am I having a dog named Gatsby, because everyone's, when I, oh, what's your dog's name?
Gatsby.
What? Like the Great Gatsby? Yeah, I mean, I guess. I didn't fucking name him. So I don't want people to think I'm just this pretentious asshole that named my dog Gatsby.
Not New York, you don't want that.
Oh, God. You know, it's like there's that movie, I think it was Down and Out in Beverly Hills, or with, you know, Nick Nolte, and he plays this homeless guy, and he's got a dog that's named Kerouac. And he's always going, Kerouac, Kerouac. And now when I'm at the dog park or in the Prospect Park, like going, Gatsby! Oh, and I can't do it. I feel like a fucking dick. And every time I over-explain, like people ask, oh, what's your dog's name? Oh, Gatsby. But, you know, we got him from another family. They had already named him. So, you know, I'm just so clearly embarrassed by the name.
Yeah.
And yet, it's when I say, you know, when I turn on my cute dog voice, it's so fun. Gatsby! Come here, Gatsby.
So maybe when people ask what his name is, you can say it like that. So what's your dog's name?
Gatsby.
See, I'm on board.
See, that's going to help. Yeah. That's definitely going to help. His name, and then I'll just, oh, his name, Gatsby.
See, nobody thinks you're being pretentious if you say it like that.
My little Gatsby. My son and I, honestly, like for the last 3 days, that's all we've done is just sit around going, that's my Gatsby. Yeah, my Gatsby. So then we were actually kind of joking about this when I got back. Like, what else can we call him? What if we think of a name that sounds like Gatsby? And, you know, like, and one of the jokes was Catsby. So that's our dog's name is Catsby. Catsby.
That's pretty funny.
When he hears it, he'll never know we're not saying Gatsby, unless maybe he'd feel like it's a little off.
Right.
It's a new family. I'm clearly with a new family. It's just how they're saying it.
Right.
And then I was talking to Tori about this, and Tori, there's been a lot of fuck-ups tonight, right? I mean, a lot. And I'm not going to say they're unforgivable, but you balance it out with this. Like, I was talking to Tori about, we were talking about the show this week, and I was telling him about Gatsby and how I might talk about it, and I was like, I should try to think of a name. And then he came up with Cabby, like from Escape from New York. Let's bring up Ernest Borgnine from Escape from New York, which is one of my all-time absolute fans. There he is. It's me, Cabby. Isn't that when you're like, hey, Snake, it's me, Cabby. Just one of the fucking best movie characters of all time and one of the best movies, Escape from New York. Hey, Snake. Oh, what are you going to do, Snake? It's me, Cabby. And so Tori's idea was Cabby. And, or maybe we were talking about Cabby first. Is that what it was? And then we came up with a segment called Dear Cabby instead of Dear Abby.
No, I was saying just that the dog, you know, if you called the dog something that sounded like Gatsby, is the dog really going to know the difference? you know?
Yeah, so Cabby became the alternate name that sounds close enough to Gatsby, which to me, I'm like, I just wish I would have thought of the name Cabby. It's one of the best names for a dog if you're on the street, because then football, you get the, you know, what's, here, you'd be the person, I'm walking my dog.
Hey, your dog's super cute.
Fuck off. That's also part of how I would do that, but then keep going.
All right, well, you fuck off, fellow New Yorker.
Fuck you. Why don't you ask me what my dog's name is?
What's your fucking dog's name, Dick?
Cabby.
Aw, yeah. That's so cute.
Like Escape from New York, like Cabby.
Here's my dog, Snake. That's why he has an eye patch.
That would be the best. So let's bring up my dog, Cabby. There he is. Oh, Cabby. I haven't even proposed this to my family because I know it's an immediate no. No fucking way. But I feel like I can probably still, like, at the park, just do it on my own, right? Is that going to fuck the dog up?
Right? I think you should sit your whole family down, have them watch Escape from New York, and then after they watch that movie, say, oh my gosh, I got an idea.
Hey guys, I actually wanted to talk about, I wanted to talk to you guys about something. This is why we did this movie night. And then just break the news and not even say, I think I want to change the name. Just Gatsby's name is now Cabby.
Yeah.
It's the perfect compromise. So I feel like I have to at least try it.
Absolutely.
Like for myself, just to see.
Just for your own sanity.
People's reactions. Oh, yeah. Cabby. Or I can say it where I'm like, oh, Cabby. But if I feel like, how am I going to say it? Because Cabby. Gatsby, I think he's going to know. Like, he'll, in his mind, like, where's the tss sound? Gatsby.
You know, they're not particularly language-driven creatures. They're more energy.
Do you think so?
I absolutely do.
Because we did look online about, should we change the dog's name? Can we? Is it too late? He's 10 months. Can we bring up Cabby again?
Wow, Tori.
Holy
come
fuck.
On.
I'll just stand like this.
Here we go.
I'm not going to move until the photo comes out. Cabby! Oh, look at Cabby. 10 months. He's so cute. He's such a sweetheart of a dog. And yeah, we researched a little that it's probably okay. It might take a little while to get used to, but it was just too much. Like, we got the dog, then we went on vacation, then someone else, he had a dog, we had a dog walker. There was too many people in several locations he was in, and it just felt too confusing to then on top of that change the name. So he's Gatsby, and I'll maybe start calling him Cabby. Now here's something we're going to do really quick. If you have a pet, could be a dog or a cat, we'd like to take some callers right now. We want to hear your cutesy dog voice.
Yeah, John, we actually have some people who have called in with their pet voices. Let's go to Steve. Steve.
Steve.
Hi, Steve.
Are you there? Hey, Steve.
Yes.
There we go.
Steve, who's your pet?
We have two cats. Barzillai and Squiggies.
Wow. Barzillai? Is that a reference to something? I'm not smart.
It's a last name of a singer, Yves Barzillai, in a band called Clem Snide. But
sure.
Might be a not well-known band.
I love it, though. That's a great explanation at the dog park. Probably some people going, oh, cool, man. Right? And some people like, whatever. And then some people like, oh, he's so cute. Oh, they're cats. Never mind. And then some people are like, what the fuck are you doing here?
It's a bad idea to bring these two cats to the dog park. Man.
Yeah. And then the cats fuck shit up. So let's hear your cute voice. Let's hear your cute voice. How do you talk to them at home when you leave a voicemail?
I go, hey, Barzy, how you doing? Sweet little Barzillai. Oh, my little weenie Barzy.
No, or if it's Barzy.
Mr. Squiggy.
Oh.
Mr. Squiggy. His real name is Mr. Lady Gaga.
Oh.
But he's Mr. Squiggy.
Oh, it's killing me. We can't do photos. Squiggy, I want to see these animals so bad.
Squig, squigs.
Oh, that's so cute.
Yeah,
what if Tori puts his phone number up and people can text the photos?
That would be really fun.
Now,
well,
does
if you can, yeah, you know, maybe they can they like tag the show or send office hours?
Yeah, if you want to
tag
it on
me and I can hopefully I'll see them.
On Twitter or Instagram, either office hours or John Glazer on Instagram.
Yeah, looked that up. One's the big orange boy, and then one's the little, like, barn brown cat.
Oh, barn brown. Oh.
Barn brown is a pretty good name, too.
That is a good name, and it's just a great color.
She's meowing right now.
Oh, barn. Barn brown. Well, let's, Steve, I don't mean to cut it short, but I want to get some more of these calls in, because that was pretty fun.
No, you're fine.
Thanks for calling in. If you can, if you want to send photos, please do. And bye, mister. Yes, what was it? Lady Gaga and Barnes
Barnes
Lane. Barnes
Lane. And Squiggy.
Squiggy. Yes.
Hello.
Good, you're in slice. Yes.
Right, John, you want another one?
Sure.
All right. We've got Ignacio.
It's New York. It's New York Jonathan.
New York Jonathan.
It's not John.
Tori.
Fucking idiot.
Malatia.
Ignacio.
Christ.
Ignacio, are you?
Hi.
Hey, Ignacio.
Hey, New York Jonathan. We're big fans.
Oh, thanks.
Me and my wife are here.
Thank you.
We're about to start band practice, but we wanted to call in.
What's the name? Well, let's hear the name of the band and then the name of the pets.
The name of the band is R.F. Shannon.
R.F. Shannon, hi! Oh,
it's so cute.
The cutest band. And tell us about the pets.
Yeah. Well, we got Carmine Lupertazzi, is our little orange cat. P-U-R-R, capitalized.
Come
and then,
on.
We got Birdie is our other.
Birdie! Cat. Let's hear you. Let's hear how you talk to him.
Well, when we talk to Birdie, I say, Birdie, Bert, you ain't nothing but a blurdy flirt.
You don't make a cuter voice than that. You don't go like, Birdie, Bert, you ain't nothing but a flirty flirt. Come on, turn it on for us.
Okay. Well, we also have one of those automatic feeders where every time it feeds them, it plays a recording and we have a song. We could do it for you.
Just give us a sound bite. We don't have time for a whole fucking song. Listen, this isn't about plugging your fucking band. All due respect, guys.
We're recording a podcast here.
Come on.
Okay. Call in. Pretend we have pets and plug the band.
Birdie, birdie, it's time to eat. You're so cute and you're so sweet.
Okay, good. If it went on longer than that, we're going to cut you off.
But what about so Clementine doesn't get to eat?
We got to let you go, actually, because we got practice. So
all right, that was super cute. Bye, Birdie, and the other one.
Bye. Love you.
Thanks
Slice.
For tuning in. Oh, Slice, poor Slice.
Now here's how I know they're lying and don't because they don't have a song for Clementine or whatever. What the other dog was the Laporzi perp?
I don't
Labrazio.
I got a song for him. Playing favorites. We don't like. One of our pets. All right, let's go to one more caller and then move on.
Okay, let's try Sarah. Sarah, are you there? Sarah?
Sarah, if you...
Hello, John. Hello, football.
Hello, Sarah.
Hello.
Hey, I was going to say Tori was about to be in some deep shit if you hadn't said hello, Sarah.
Yeah, but you came in right on time. Right, you saved Tori's butt.
Well, here we all are.
Perfect response to everything we all just said. Well, here we are. Can I tell you, really quick, side note, I got a vasectomy and it was crazy bruising, like crazy fucking bruising. And it made me laugh hard. I took photos and sent my friends. And then I would do this dumb joke like, oh my God, you got to look at the cutest photo of my son. And then I'd show him my bruised, totally obnoxious. Oh. But I was telling my urologist about it. And I was like, yeah, and it was crazy bruising. And I was showing my friends photos and texting people. It was so funny. And he basically did what you did, which is went, well, all's well that ends well. He did not find it amusing at all. I thought it was fucking so stupid, but I thought it was hilarious. And he's just, all right, moving along. Anyway, Sarah, who is your pet or pets?
We have two cats. Bagel and
Where's
butter.
The fucking dogs, man? I love cats and all that, but you already heard me tell football. I moved on. Anyway, who are the cats?
I heard. The cats are Bagel and Butter. They are very
Bagel
cute.
And Butter! Oh my God! I love it! That's so cute!
That's really cute.
Oh, man. So keep going. Sorry, I cut you off.
That's okay. So actually, it's not so much a voice I use when I speak to the cats and that when my husband speaks to the cats as that we imagine a voice that the cats are speaking back to us.
Sure, as do we.
So we'll be like, yeah. So, for example, Bagel will like be laying on the floor being very cute, and she'll do like a long stretch where she looks quite long, and we'll be like, oh, wow, Bagel, you look so long. And then in her voice, we'll be like, oh, thank you for noticing. Thank you for noticing me. And so
and then
there's
you're like,
a lot of
fuck
frequent...
you, Bagel.
No,
we get in fights, and then Bagel's like, what are you talking about?
Yeah, no, so there is, she speaks back to us in a tiny voice, and sure. So there are frequent phrases that they speak back to us in this tiny voice, and so then that has translated to just, like, any cat that we see, like, if we're on a walk in the neighborhood and we see a cat, I'll be like, oh, wow, look at that cat, and we'll be like, oh, thank you for noticing me.
you don't mix it up, so is it just that, so all cats have that voice?
None of them like none of them are like those, tough guy, good fellas.
No,
thanks
well,
for noticing.
It's like most cats do have a high pitched voice, but some cats are like a little more wild. And if we see a cat that's a little bit more of a scrounger, it might be like a little bit of a scruffer or a scrounger.
Yeah.
And in that case, it might be like, oh, thank you for noticing me.
Oh, there we go. Now, do you ever see any cats that are barn brown? It's my new favorite
that
color.
That are blonde and brown?
Barn brown.
Oh, barn brown. Yes, I would call that. Yeah, I hadn't heard that until today, but I
me
believe
too.
I know this
fucking love
particular
it.
Style of cat.
That's what I'm going to start saying. I'm going
like
to start saying that at the dog
cat?
Park. Yeah, this is Cabby. He's barn brown.
He's barn brown.
He's barn brown.
Or if like you're
it
playing.
It makes it sound more special.
Or if you're playing basketball or something, it's. Whites versus Barn Brown.
Oh, football. Oh, God, football.
Sorry, man. Had to do it.
You had to.
High five.
We'll add in a sound effect in post. Here, wait. Stay on that shot.
Oh, yeah.
I forgot. It's a still photo. Tricks of the trade. We're fooling you. I was going to high five the football, but it's a still shot. Because we don't have the proper technology to make it live. All right, so thank you, Sarah. Unless you did you give us the voice for Butter, or was that Bagel?
Oh, yeah, no, that's both voices. They both kind of talk like this. Thank you.
All right, well, thanks for letting us know.
Sarah.
Bye,
oh,
Bagel.
No.
Bye,
thank
Butter.
Thanks for noticing us. Thank you for noticing us.
I could honestly just do this all night. This would be really just like, let's blow off the segments and let's do one more because it's fun. One more, if there's any more, and it's got to be a dog. I want a dog one. I want to hear a dog voice. Not that it's any different from a cat, but that'd be a good stupid scientific study. If there's like consistent differences in how cat people talk to their cats and how dog people, like they all have annoying, we all have our annoying cute voices like mine. Gatsby, you're my Gatsby. Do you have any pets, football? Did I already ask you that?
No, you just asked me how I felt about dogs. I got a buddy who's had some dogs.
And you've been in all their mouths?
In their mouths. One of their dogs was named Tasha, and she talked like this.
Oh.
Tasha would say, hello, excuse me while I lick my vagina.
Wow.
My own, of course.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, she was.
Let me ask you this. You ever get in that vagina, football?
No.
Oh, all right.
No,
I'm just curious.
I didn't. A dog vagina is very small. I'm pretty large.
I don't fucking know. Maybe it's a big dog. You didn't. I don't know if you specified.
I don't know how big you think this dog would be that I could fit inside her vagina.
I don't know the properties of a dog's vagina. Maybe they're very. Maybe they open a lot. Maybe they're like a big armpit of a quarterback.
You don't know a lot about them. Me think thou dost protest too much.
Fucking football. I can't get away with anything with you around here. So you don't have any pets, or do you?
No, I just have friends with pets.
Got it.
Like Slice.
Right. Oh, Loaf. I'm so glad Loaf's okay.
Me too. I feel pretty dumb that I didn't realize about Slice, Bread, and Loaf. And
that's right.
Yeah. I mean, I've known Slice a long time.
You can only count to four, football.
Yeah.
Cut yourself a break.
Thanks, man.
Let's take this one more caller. Do we have one? If we don't, we can move on.
We
it's
do have calls.
946.
No one's specifying dog.
That's
so
fine.
Wow.
If they say cat, hang up on them.
Okay. We're going to try. Ricky's been holding for a long time. Ricky.
If Ricky's smart, he'll go, yeah, they're dogs.
Ricky, are you there?
You lie.
One's a big orange dog.
I'm here.
One born's brown.
We got
one's
Ricky.
Brown, brown. Hey, Ricky.
Hey, Ricky, you're so
hey,
fine.
Buddy, what's going on?
Not much. Do you have dogs?
I do. I have two. Indy and Anna, because I'm an Indiana Jones fan.
Oh. How come you didn't go? I mean, I like Indy and Anna, but why not Indy and Jones? too obvious?
I don't. Who could answer that, really? I mean, I don't.
Well, you. I'm asking you.
I don't know what to do at this point.
I mean, you could answer that. You could go, no, or, oh, I fucked up. I like Indy and Anna. I think Indy and Anna is also pretty great. You could even argue better.
I think if I get a third dog, I'll do Jones. I think maybe that was the idea.
Oh, I like that.
There you go.
Or you go, people are like, this is Indy, this is Anna, and this is Chris.
And this is Bloomington.
And this is Jones in the Temple of Doom. That's his full name.
And this is Crystal Skull.
Well, how do you talk to them? How do you talk to Indy, and how do you apologize to Anna for not naming him or her Jones?
With Indy, it was just a weird nickname, so it'll be, oh, Nindy New, what's Nindy New doing? Hey, what's up, buddy? You been a good boy? You been a good boy?
That's pretty good. I like that.
Anna.
I love Anna this. We should have called this segment Letting Your Guard Down. Just, yeah. I love it. People are like, I don't give a shit. I'm going to fucking just show you my cute voice right now. Why not? All right, so go ahead. What were you saying to Anna? Yeah.
Anna, it's just more, aw, Annabelle. Annabelle be the good girl.
And then Annabelle's like, according to Sarah, fuck you. Should name me Joan, dummy.
Well, did we talk about that? Did you say what your dog's voice sounds like in your head?
Not even in my head. Mine's just, I can't speak.
So you guys don't do the thing where you imagine the, I'm over here. I'm over here, Jonathan. New York Jonathan. Right, what are you looking at?
I saw a bug. Saw a rat crawling across the sky of the floor there in the basement.
So you don't do that thing of what the dog's doing back? Because my friend, her family did that when they were growing up. They would do the dog voice, and they would have the dog say all the things that they couldn't say to each other.
Mm. Yeah, when people talk through their pets.
It would be a lot like, why are you never satisfied with the grades I get? It feels like you love me conditionally.
Wow. Football, I got to say, you should do voiceover work.
Wow, thank you so much.
You could do cartoon, animation, like just, you've clearly got like a bag of characters.
Thank you.
I've heard three tonight. I mean, for sure you should start thinking about it.
I don't know if you've noticed, but I'm pretty beat up. I'm a little deflated. I have been thinking about next steps. So thank you for that.
Yeah, it's something that I think you don't have to worry about your post-football career, voiceovers. And if I write a cartoon, I'll put you in it for sure.
I will absolutely hold you to that. Thank you.
All right, well, thanks for calling in, Ricky, for Indy and Anna.
Yeah.
That was really cute.
Love you guys.
Thanks for listening. Man, I really want to just do that. I want to hear people just doing their cute voices, but let's move on. I mean, we might even have to trim something. For tonight. This is just like, it's 9:50.
It is Let Your Guard Down. It is just show us your heart,
yeah.
America.
This is what we need. Like, there's so much, like, the fucking world fucking blows. Let's just call and do our cute voices for an hour. Why not? I think we can move on. This is that's a really, really good segue. I mean, it really couldn't have been better.
I got to say something while we're feeling so good.
Football, go for it.
I love you, Tori.
Oh, thanks, football.
Wow, Tori.
Wow, that makes me feel good, football.
Football, I got to tell you, I love this moment.
Yeah.
You know what, Tori? And me too, man. Listen, water under the bridge.
All right, now this isn't going to be like a Lucy and Charlie Brown situation with that football, right?
Wow.
Wow. Just gave us an idea. well, we'll see. Let's just see if you don't do more fuck-ups, it'll be fine.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, let's move into, actually, maybe should we call, probably call Nick, right?
We have Nick ready if you want to go.
Yeah,
to
you know what, it's, we're going to go, we've got Nick Offerman live on the road, and we were going to call him earlier, but we've been doing all this fucking fun animal voices, so we were late, so we're going to get him on right now. Nick, are you there?
Hello.
Oh, man, it's so good to hear your voice, Nick.
Yeah, hopefully this is cute enough for you guys.
Oh, man. Now, Nick, you have dogs, right?
I have three dogs with my wife, Megan.
And what kind of, do you want to tell us, like, about their names? And do you and Megan have cute, I'd love to hear your cutesy voice, Nick.
All right, let me, hang on.
And you're driving, correct?
I am, yeah. I'm driving from Pittsburgh to Syracuse.
All right, so eyes on the road, safety first, but yeah, give us your dog voices.
Well, we have three dogs. The first one is named Smith.
Smith, that's great.
And he reminds me of Mr. Magoo. I guess he would like to get into the refrigerator if he could make himself a turkey sandwich. He's always very interested in what's going on in the pantry.
Do you have a voice how you talk to him? Like, are you like, oh, hello? I want to hear how you talk to the dogs. Like, do you and Megan be like, oh, look at the go, hello, come here. Like, that's what Gatsby, come on, who's my Gatsby?
Megan is like a walking, you know, cute dog voice. She has a whole panoply, a rainbow coalition
such a smart
of voices.
Guy, that's Nick Offerman.
I'm trying to think of, like, when I get home, I don't have a particularly cute voice.
Another, sorry.
But I'm going to pretend that I just got home and my dogs are jumping up and down to see me.
Yeah, yeah.
And I would say, like, oh, my God, I told you I was coming home. But
I've never heard your voice at that pitch ever.
Yeah, that was a solid, like.
I can't even crack
that. That was like three notes above the normal timber.
Yeah, that was a breach.
Are any of your dogs barn brown?
No, they're all sort of in the white to champagne colored category.
Okay. And how big are these dogs of yours?
A couple little poodles and one cockapoo.
Oh, I had a cockapoo when I was a kid. So cute.
They're like 9 pounds, 12 pounds, and Jeffrey is. Pushing, I think he's 28. Pounds.
Jeffrey!
Wait, so you have a Jeffrey and a Smith, and then what's number three?
Nugget.
Nugget. So Nugget escaped the human name.
Yeah.
Jeffrey.
Nugget. Nugget was it? We already, Nugget was already Nugget when we rescued him, and,
excuse me.
And it fit, you know, usually when you, we once rescued a dog named Sinatra, mm-hmm. and we were just like, man, what? Someone was very misguided when they named you Sinatra, my friend, and now your name is Jeffrey.
Mm. Oh, see? Yeah. See, I had to deal with that with Gatsby, but, you know, it's like my kids, my wife, the kids were kind of liking it. None of us liked it at first. We were all like, no, Gatsby, no way, ugh, because we're going to be the person that named it Sinatra. And then it just, like, all these outside, like, oh, well, we're on vacation, and then we're back, and now we're a new apartment. Like, the dog is going through so much, let's not also change its name. Oh, and I wish we had. But now I'm going to call it Cabby, so I'm good.
Our society has become so illiterate that most people they'll think Gatsby is just a cute word.
Sure, that's also, and it is, I will say that. There is, like, that's the one thing where it wasn't a 100% no way. It was like, oh, I don't love it, but, oh, Gatsby.
Yeah, at least they didn't call him, like, Chekhov.
Oh, that would have been a definite no.
Absolutely. Tom Joad. terrible dog name.
What are you heading to? You're heading to Syracuse, you said?
Yeah, I'm working on an acting job in Pittsburgh, and my wife, the champion of comedy and beauty and taste,
wow,
Megan Mullally, is she's working on a film in Syracuse, and so I'm going to get kissed for the whole weekend, and then I'm going to drive back to Pittsburgh and keep working on my acting job.
Nick Offerman, I love the way you talk.
I gotta say, you know, football, it's all about the weekends. I'm having a good time with my boys. But the way you talk about marriage sounds all right.
Yeah, man.
Nick Offerman,
he got away with the words. Right. Huh?
You gotta make the right, you gotta choose, you know, the right person. You gotta be friends with your spouse. But and then you just gotta work at it. We've been together 21 years. And it's not because we sit around and act like we're in a Disney movie. We maintain our relationship. For example, we drive 5 hours after getting off work so that we can sleep in our marriage bed together.
Oh, their marriage. We should have named our dog's name could be their marriage.
Nick and Megan's marriage.
Come here,
Nick and Megan's marriage. Do you want dinner, Nick and Megan's marriage?
Who's a good girl?
Well, Nick, thanks for calling in, man. We're going to keep moving, and we want you to get back to the road. You know, night driving's tough.
Are you going to stop at like a Wawa? What's a Nick Offerman stop?
Well, I do like a Wawa, especially when I'm in the neighborhood for any Yingling product.
Mm.
I may hit the Wawa when I need to fill up on gas, but because I'm doing a couple acting jobs right now, I'll avoid the extra snacks. I'll probably just get something caffeinated because I have to fit into the same costume on Monday that I was wearing today.
Right.
So I'll stay away from the extra pie, as it were.
Always tough on the road, too. Oh, what was that? Was that an alert on your car? What if we just heard him go off the road and explode?
You know, I don't know.
That would have been pretty awesome if that's how you died. I don't know.
It really get you guys some subscribers, I would hope.
At the very least.
If it doesn't do that, it would be for naught.
Here's the thing. I rented this Ford F-150, which is America's best-selling pickup truck, and with good goddamn reason, from Hertz in Pittsburgh, and they were out of cars, so they gave me this pickup truck, which I don't need to haul my 197 pounds of beef and passion, but here's the thing. As I'm cruising down the highway, the speed limit here is 70, and as I'm passing somebody and I maybe push up to about 75, it gives me an alert that says, approaching vehicle's top speed.
Whoa.
And then I have to hit the okay button to make it flip off, which leads me to believe that the Hertz Corporation maybe puts a governor on their vehicles that maybe it won't let me go over 80 or something.
Wow.
Wow. I hope I don't have to find out.
Well, listen, I'm going to ask all of our conspiracy theorist listeners to look into that and get back to us.
Because I got to say, that hurts.
I mean, that's the kind of it. Yeah. Yeah, that's
You hit the nail on the head.
Well, Nick, stay safe on the road. Have fun with your sweetheart this weekend. And then get back to Pittsburgh and keep on acting.
I will do my best. You guys, thanks for having me. And keep on keeping on with those cute voices.
Thanks for being had.
Thanks, Nick. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Bye, Nick.
Bye, Nick and Megan Barrage.
So we're going to go, I guess this could be our one and only segment, just because it's It's 10 o'clock.
You know what? And you said, we're going to wrap it up. And I said, you're going to stop at a Wawa? And as I said it, I was like, why are you doing that football?
You know what? I almost said something. I was like, football, we had the perfect ending.
I know.
And I just like, that was, it felt good. And you pulled a Tory.
Sorry, man.
You pulled a Tory. That's going to be a new thing here at in the studio. And by studio, I mean basement of this workspace. It's actually, it feels like it got cooler. Or have we just gotten used to it? Have we acclimated? Doesn't matter. So I was just doing a fake bit about how it's going to become a thing. So let's move on. Let's do the corn mazes. Because I want to try to get this out there. This was another, like, Tor and I, like, came up with half the show. And it's pretty last minute, obviously, and pretty loose. But we were also talking about, it was you and your girlfriend went on a trip, right?
Yeah.
Oh, you went to see your parents.
We did. Then we went to Vermont for a wedding.
Tori went to see his parents. They were in Boston.
In Boston, seeing
and
my
then
parents.
You, so you, on the drive back, you and your girlfriend stopped in Vermont for a wedding, you said?
Yeah.
And then you went to a corn maze, and it was they promoted themselves as the number two corn maze in America.
Right.
And Tori tells me that story. I'm like, wow, that's pretty fucking cool. So we're talking about whatever, and then I'm like Googling, you know, number two corn maze in America, and a bunch of different things come up. Like, it's not just one thing in Vermont. Like, there's one in Maine. There's one somewhere else. And then I'm like, which is the one? Where were you again? You were not in Maine, right, Vermont. Finding one, and then it's a different one. It's not, and this one's number six. And so it's getting weirder and weirder, and then I finally find it. The actual corn maze Tory that you went to, and it says on the thing, number two corn maze in America, big letters, and then in small letters, you know, as rated by Kid Something Magazine, right? Did we get that picture?
We do. Do you want to do the intro real quick first?
Oh yeah, right. We did some intro stuff, so let's not blow by it. You know, so we're gonna check out Office Hours East top five corn mazes.
Office Hours East. Top five corn mazes.
He just sang what I just said. Yeah. So we're going to do Office Hours East. So we're going to do our... So I just felt like, oh, so this place I feel like is kind of misrepresenting themselves. They should be very clear that number two corn maze in America as per this one magazine. This isn't a unanimous number two corn maze in America. You can't just say that. You can see right there. So there, Hathaway Farm and Corn Maze ranks number two in the nation. Top 10 corn mazes for families. But then in the little print, which was somewhere else, Kid Venturous, let the blah, 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 blah. So there's tons of lists. Come clean, okay? Make sure as you're being very specific about number two in what? Or well, if you are America's unanimous.
Yeah, they mentioned Parents Magazine, but it's actually... Parents Magazine said Kid Venturous was a great blog.
Yeah, it's very convoluted.
That's a lot of caveats.
Yeah, it's a very watered down number two. You know, according, it's a very small...
You know what you just said.
What?
A very watered down number two. And we're talking about corn.
Oh, man, this is where we just need like a good sting. You know, like a Tommy Blacha, who's one of the funniest people I've met in my entire life. We worked at Conan together. He always did this really dumb, like, I think, heavy guitar riff version of like, ba-da-ba-ba-da-ba, where it was like, and I was just going to do that, but I wanted to give him the full credit for it first. So fucking, anyway. That reminds me of another dumb bit that this guy named Jake Fogelnest and I used to do where we'd be like, hey, man, you know, if you're at a party looking to score some drugs, hey, dude, just come here for a second. You got any? And the guy's like, what? You know, some. You know what I'm talking about, right, man? So he's probably, I would imagine he's talked about that at some point, but God, that's just one of my stupidest favorite bits. That and the other thing we came up with was something, I think it was during the 2004 election, one of the elections, like it was a song called Vote Busters, something about voting. And the thing was like, I ain't afraid no vote. Vote Busters. That should be the name of my dog. Vote Busters. Come here, you. All right. So this, Tori and I were like, this is not cool. Let's do our own top five corn mazes. We saw some online and picked them. And then we're going to choose, you know, we're going to choose what we think is the number one. And we're going to get in touch with the actual corn maze and say, hey, we're a podcast. We saw this thing about this number two corn maze, and they might be like, when we tell them, oh yeah, that's bullshit, they're not number two. And we'd say, that's right, they're not. And so we did a thing where we did our own poll, and you're number one. So they can take our Office Hours East stamp of approval and put it on their website. Like, that's the fingers crossed, which is another, hi, come here, fingers crossed. So it would be so fucking funny if some corn maze, if some farm's corn maze put on their website, number one corn maze in America, according to Office Hours East podcast. So hopefully it'll really happen. So let's check out some corn mazes. And we'll, so this is also Hathaway, right?
Yeah, this is the one that you were on? Yeah, yeah.
So this is the actual one that Tori was on, right? The one that was number two. So certainly pretty cool. I guess it was like a superhero theme.
Yeah, yeah, they do a different theme each year. Like during election years, they do like election ones.
What does the G stand for? That's what you want during an election year, is more reminders of the election.
Even. Well, maybe they're going to put a fun spin on it.
Yeah, sure. What,
like maybe they would have like a guy, they could, you know, carve out a guy, and then the word election is his dick, like an erection. So that from above, that would look really cool.
Oh, well, speaking of, do you want to see the thing you noticed?
Yeah. Let's go back to the corn maze. So he showed me this thing, and then you can bring up, even though you just blew the joke. Yeah, there it is. The sorry, I'm just giving these guys a hard time.
Whoa.
It looks like a dick.
Wow.
Right? This is bullshit. So now we're maybe going to out them. What if it turned out that we outed this child pedophile ring at the number two corn maze in the country?
Wow. Well, they're reading kiddie blogs.
I mean, what if this turned into a fucking scandal and this show is being shown in court as evidence in a child pornography ring, this conversation right now, and then just cut to me on the stand. Yes, that's true. Yeah, we made a joke, and someone was like, that just sounds right. Yeah, I had the same thought, and that guy was a detective, and we busted this ring because we did this stupid fucking bit.
And then I'm on the stand. Can we see a photo of me on the stand?
I feel like on the stand.
I'm on the stand. I feel like my close-up kind of looks like how I look on the...
Let's get to football. So let's go to football. Yeah, so there, football's on the stand.
Yes, I swear to tell the truth, the whole truth. I saw a dripping cock, and I thought that was suspicious.
Your Honor, objection. That's the...
Yeah.
We don't know. He's, you know, leading the witness.
I am the witness, and the only thing that led me was that tumescent corn... depiction.
Objection! Objection, Your Honor! This witness is making the jury's minds up for them that it's a dick from the sky. We don't know that.
And then I'll just be like, sorry, I don't even have eyes and I can see it.
This is a tangent football, but how do you cross the street if you don't have eyes? Is it all feel?
Yeah, it's pretty much, it's just a feel.
All right,
cool. The best way to play football is by feel.
Awesome. Let's get back to those corn mazes. So, that was the first one. That's the one that Tori visited, and one of them looks like one of the things on the superhero looks like a dick. Now, here's another one: Stony Hill Farms in Chester, New Jersey. And look at that. Uh-huh. Is that now? What do you think's going on there? Football? Is that a tornado above the cow?
It looks like the sun is stoned.
Let's stay on the corn maze. Yeah,
the sun definitely looks like it's stoned,
mm-hmm.
and not protecting these people from the tornado.
But maybe they're making a pun, Stony Hill. So maybe that's like the local joke in Chester, New Jersey, like, oh, going to Stony Hill. And, you know, all these kids go and get high at the corn maze. And so they just, Stony Hill, they could have got mad about it, but they were like, you know what? Let's take the ball and run. Let's take the corn and pop with it, right?
I see another dick. Do you see that dick? Next to, between the cow and the barn? Kind of looks like a dick.
That's a little bit of a stretch, I think.
Well,
I think that's a little...
I'm going to bring
No, you know what? Maybe now I'm seeing.
Yeah, I'm going to bring it to the Q meetings and see what they say.
Well, they definitely gave a little extra attention to the tip. It's not just a straight across rectangle shape. That's they gave it a curvature at the tip.
Yeah,
and they even gave it a down angle, like it's the, like it's an uncircumcised, or that's the shaft coming out of the you know, the what's the skin part called? The foreskin.
What is that? If that's not a dick, what is it?
It's a silo next to the barn. And the top, the tip is a nuclear missile coming out of it.
Okay.
It's pre-Armageddon.
Okay.
And the son's like, you all don't even know what's about to happen. I gave him a hillbilly voice for some reason.
That
hey, man, I thought he's a stoner. That's right. Oh, shit. Look at that nuclear bomb, man. Fuck.
The cow
I'm
looks...
8 million of those. Oh, damn. The son tokes up.
The cow looks like it is facing certain death, be it nuclear silo or Twister.
They should have made it coming out of his butt. Like, really subtle. That would have been funny. Like, then yes. He's either farting a tornado or it's just like a cow fart. Or it's a cow's fart, and it's a commentary on climate change, guys.
Methane.
Oh, Stony Hill. Wow. Yeah, they're right now in the lead. Let's see the next
levels.
One. That's tops.
Okay, all right.
We're back, we saw this. This is like, but that's a dick right
there.
All right,
we got it. Jesus,
okay,
Tori.
This is up. Pumpkin Valley in Dayton is ME Maine.
Yeah.
All right. Dayton, Maine, Pumpkin Valley. So they're doing a. Now, is this. Oh, I just realized. Is that fucking Tom Brady with his rings?
No.
Is it?
What?
Did Tom Brady. Are you able to look this up, Tori? Right now, I'm like, oh, what is that face? Oh, is that fucking Tom Brady? Did he do, like, is he?
Do your job.
What is that? Is he, maybe I'm wrong. Like, is it a local, like, Dayton,
right.
Maine thing where it's just, maybe it's in Dayton, Maine, like, do your job. That's how they talk in Maine. And maybe that's some guy. Maybe that's Steve Pumpkin of Pumpkin Valley Farm.
I mean, I think you're right. That is Tom Brady.
Yeah, I just looked up, I looked up Tom Brady corn maze and another corn maze came up, but then that one also came up.
What about, so what's do your job?
I don't know.
Do Tom Brady do your job? Let's see, because it looks like Tom Brady, and then I was like, oh, is he holding his hand up with his Super Bowl rings?
I mean, it looks like it should be, you did your job.
Well, I think, is it one of the quote where he's like, if you do your job?
During CBS's coverage of the game, I don't know which game, but a visibly frustrated Brady was caught on camera repeatedly screaming, do your job, while sitting on the sideline. He pointed a finger to his head as he screamed the team slogan, which was coined in the 90s and is often used by head coach Bill Belichick.
Wow. I hate this corn maze so much because of all of that.
I got to say, and it's also football.
Go ahead, football.
I got it. Deflate gate. I mean, being deflated as a football, it hurts.
Yeah.
It hurts. And for him to just do that to my brothers.
Yeah. Wow. This is personal all of a sudden. I can't believe I didn't even think of that.
Yeah. Why don't you do your job, Tom Brady, and you wouldn't need to cheat?
Wow.
So, yeah.
Let's get a shot of slight. I mean, our football. Oops, my bad. Or the corn maze.
It's all right.
It's okay. I mean,
it's all right.
Football. This is like fucked. I'm like, this is fucked up, man.
I'm going to get fucking CTE. From this, and he's just going around poking holes, letting the air out.
Oh, fuck football.
It's fucked up, man. It's fucked up.
Here, I'm going to do you solid football. Let's bring up the corn maze, please.
This one?
You can take longer if you want.
Tom Brady.
Take longer. All right, I'm just kidding. It's fun. See, look, it's fun. It's the fun. It's like the fun dynamic, right, with the guy, and then it becomes real.
Yeah.
Like within two more shows, it's real. And now viewers are like, that seemed real.
That's shit that Tom Brady would say.
Yeah, I'm Tom Brady. And you're the fucking linemen that can't do their fucking jobs. And if you want to go all the way to the fucking potties, which is the podcast awards, and if you want to fucking win that thing, you're going to stop putting too much fucking pepper on the fucking salad, Tori. And you're going to cut to the fucking football, Jason. Even though you're filling in for Smokey, you should still know what to do. And show your fucking instincts. That when the football's talking, you cut to the fucking football. Andrew, you're doing great. You're the sound guy. He was like a friend of a friend of a friend, and he's like the top guy.
So yeah, that corn maze is not
Jason, that's all pretend, right? Just in case.
Yeah.
That's all pretend.
No, you're doing great, Jace. I mean, Tori, it's not pretend. But.
So let's bring that corn maze back up. I mean, look how fucking shitty it is, too. Look at the rings, like the lack of detail, the hatchet job. No. You know what? Fuck this corn maze. Go to the next one. COVID, go away.
COVID, go away.
COVID.
Go away, COVID.
Ooh, that would be a great name for it. COVID. What if some, oh God, I hope one person in the world got a COVID dog and named it COVID. Come here, COVID. Oh, it's like Gatsby. COVID. If you say it all cute. Oh, come here, you.
Novel coronavirus.
Oh, COVID.
Mm. He's a COVID puppy. I sure who's a COVID puppy.
Fucking football. You got to be doing cartoons.
I mean.
You got to fucking be doing cartoons, football.
I mean, I get a little bit more deflated. I'm showing up.
Holy shit,
if you
want to
hook me up with your agent.
Absolutely. We got to do like.
Who are you with, man? Like Don Buckwell?
Let's talk after the pod.
Are you with the initials?
After the pod.
All right.
After the pod, football.
I'm sorry. I'm so sorry.
All right, let's go to the next. Let's go to the next.
To quote Tori, I'm sorry.
Oh, here we go. Is it Trinan Farm? Trinan? And is that Lodi like the... Creedence Clearwater, stuck in Lodi again. Pretty fucking good Fogarty, right?
Real good.
Fogarty.
Now, I gotta say, there's a lot that.
How'd you
cat
like that?
Has...
Pretty sweet correction, right? Fucking with that. If you get it within 1 second, you got it.
It's the 1 second rule.
Dan Fogarty in the Creedence Clearwater revivals. Oh, you weren't on me for that whole thing. Fucking Jason, man. Wow, the instincts on Jason. Just like.
Wow.
Top fucking shelf.
Now, I got
who's talking? Take the camera off him.
But the instinct to go on Jason after you said Dan Fogarty and Clearance Clearcase Revival.
All right, let's go.
I like that maze.
Yeah, bring that maze back.
That's
up.
My favorite.
All right, I think, yeah, Trinan, Lodi, Wisconsin. This is cool. Like, I really just love the design. I like the choices. It pleases everyone. It's like cute with the kitty, but then the science and then the train on the top. I think it's a train and train tracks and then the kite.
And it also feels more maze-like. Like the other ones were like, look at what I'm doing.
Yeah, it was too much effort on like, check out how cool this is from the air.
Yeah.
Where no one's going to give a fuck inside the maze.
Exactly.
That's the tagline of the movie about a corn maze. Like, inside the maze, no one gives a fuck. That's the alien. Like, it's in space, no one can hear you scream. You know, in the maze, no one can hear you not give a fuck. That's too long. In the maze, no one give a fuck. Yeah. I like that. You could hear that soft, yeah, from Tori. That was nice. That made up for every fuck up tonight. That was perfect. Yeah. Because in the maze, no one give a fuck. Yeah, let's bring that maze back up. I think this is, how many do we, is that four?
That's the last one.
Also, that three legs on the cat, it's kind of creepy.
Yeah.
It's
for sure. And it does look like they do suggest, or at least introduce the possibility where the cat's fourth leg would be. Like there's those one, two, three, four little diamonds above the atoms. And, so that's a really cool design, and then it was executed really well. They look like they take great care of the grass. It's not like burned out bullshit, which, you know, maybe they're being conservationists, in which case I take it back, but that was the Tom Brady one, so fuck that fucking thing. Yeah, I know for me, this is my number one.
Absolutely.
Football, you think so?
Number one with a bullet.
Guys behind the camera?
Yeah.
It's unanimous here. Maybe if people want to weigh in, like we can check the message boards and we'll see what everyone thinks. But this is probably going to get the show's official stamp of approval. Fans, you can let us know and we'll look at the list and then not give a shit.
Maybe
just kidding.
Text it to Nick Offerman and he can look at it while he's driving and then die.
No, we already had him going like,
no,
that was, yeah, I don't know. That was cute. All right, so we are going to contact, right? We're going to get in touch with Treenan Farms. We'll like talk after, we'll talk this week. Maybe we'll do like a, we should come up like a whole proposal and like make this official. And we're going to let them know they're our number one corn maze in America. And they can put that on their website. I really hope they will. That would be pretty, that'd be pretty fucking stupid and funny. What time is it? I don't know, 10:20.
What do you think, John? Should we do a little Who Puns You, Baby?
Wow, Tori just interrupting me once again as I'm about to say what I was doing. But he interjects his opinion and even gives the name of the segment.
No, I mean, there was a silence there. I mean, that was pretty clear. No one should fill it.
You know, there's chemistry and then there's no mystery.
Yeah.
No mystery. Huh? See, here's a New York coming out of New York, Jonathan. Ah, Jesus, Tori. I don't know. It's 10:20. I think
6 hours after it's time to get high.
I mean, shit. Cut to the sun of the corn maze. You don't have Jason. It's just hypothetical. I mean, we could just talk about it. I could read the pun. It might be worth ending on a really stupid pun. We usually go like 10 more minutes, right? And then we would call it. We can do whatever we want.
Yeah.
All right, now I got to put on my reading glasses. All right, I know I texted you and Slice. And I'm like, that's in my phone, Slice. I'll take a screen grab and put it on my Instagram if you don't believe me. And if you don't believe me, fuck you. All right, I got to scroll back because I texted Slice and Tori. And Tori, I just went to Slice's text first. I wasn't picking favorites.
Yeah, gotcha.
Even though I definitely like Slice better.
Of course.
God, this is a lot of... Oh, here we go. Okay, here we go. Yeah, here we go. Oh, no, I am in yours, Tori.
Oh.
I'm in yours. I went to yours first. Okay. Tori!
Tori! Hi, Tori! Who's a good Tori?
Tori, who's a good producer? All right, so... This is I think this might have been in Atlanta. What's the date here? I think I might have still been in Atlanta.
No, hot Atlanta.
Hot Atlanta, and thought of this pun. I can't remember when, but you'll hear it, and maybe I'll remember. So I thought of this long pun, and I sent this to Tori, and I sent this to Slice. And so, yeah, so we're going to do... We were just talking about this, and we were going to do we're going to call this segment. So we were first thinking about what we were going to call this segment, because it's going to be about puns. I'm going to read this pun, then we're going to talk about puns, and maybe me and football, or we'll see if we haven't really gone to the phones since. Maybe we'll end things with maybe one more call for a cutesy voice. But anyway, so we were going to call the segment, I think, what was first? Suns out, puns out?
Oh, you want to...
Is that the first one?
Suns out, puns out. Yeah, it was the first one.
We were going to call the segment Suns Out, Puns Out. And then here was the graphic.
Can't get it. There. This one?
That one. That one.
So there is...
Suns out, puns out, suns out, puns out.
Nice. Who does the singing on the...
I think Jason did those.
Those are awesome.
So he is like life's all about the balance. You know, it's like... Terrible camera cut to instincts, excellent like comedy music. Anyway, listen, it's all in good, it's all in jest. So we were talking about Suns Out, Puns Out, but then thought it should be Tori, like we were saying, oh no, it should be Suns Out.
Well, we were debating whether Suns Out, Buns Out, whether the original Suns Out, Guns Out, or Suns Out, Buns Out.
Right, right. So is it, so we had Suns Out, Buns Out. Or Suns Out, Puns Out. And then what was the other one we had?
The other one was the Guns one we just showed.
Oh, that was the Guns one. It was going to be Suns Out, Guns Out, but we made puns the Guns. God, I really... See, we're all fucking up tonight. And I'm going to call myself out. I'm going to call myself out for this fucking bullshit. Do the job!
Yeah, do the job.
The job is once a month! It's not a time crunch. Don't just show up here and just wing it. Give a little effort. These guys got here an hour before you to set up, to run sound checks, You fucking waltz in here and be like, pepper the salad. Fuck you. Do the job. Wow. That felt good, man. Like just even just fake anger. That was a nice substitute for my real anger. This is just going to be my, I'm going to do one day. The podcast is just going to be me yelling at a shit that I'm angry about. And it's, I would imagine as a viewer, it would be so fucking funny to watch. And for me, it would feel so good.
Just yelling at yourself.
Well, just as a way to just get all your anger out. And instead of just walking around, and listen, I'm going to admit this, with my old dog, now we're back to dogs, I would sometimes take her for the night walks in Prospect Park, and I might just start screaming. Like, I'd be with my dog in the middle of this pitch black park, and I thought, oh, people are going to think I'm a psycho, which I am, because I'd just be walking with my dog going, this is fucking bullshit, like having a one-way conversation. We had the budget approved, and now you're saying no? Bullshit, that's not okay. So I'm screaming the phone call that I'll never make, and it just felt so good to get it out, but it was so... That's cuckoo bird behavior. But this would at least be like some stupid, bullshitty performance art, which it's not. And just people can watch me just scream, which I think is funny. That might be just a funny thing to do. And then I can get it all out in this at least comedic way.
That sounds good. I'd watch that. I'd watch the shit out of that.
Thanks, football. God, it's really been great having you here.
Great to be here.
All right, let me read this pun.
But do you want to tell the actual name of the segment that we're
going with? And then the actual name of the segment is Who Puns You, Baby? This is a reference for the...
Who Puns You, Baby?
Yeah. So if you're an older viewer, you're going to know who that is. It's Telly Savalas, Kojak. And then he was... that was his big catchphrase. Who loves you, baby? Who loves you, baby? So that's, you got to even know that for this next thing. So yeah, Kojak, that was his hula. He's got a lollipop, which he's sucking on right there. Who loves you, baby? And so when Tori and I were talking about this with the pun, we're talking about what are we going to call it? And we came up with this. And I was like, oh, you got to hear this. You ever heard that Milton Berle, Telly Savalas prank? He's like, no. So I feel like a lot of people probably never heard it. So Milton Berle, another person, if you're young, are probably like, who the fuck's that? Old comedian of the like 50s and 60s, and you know, Telly Savalas, big star of the 70s. And so there was a guy that found some, you know, like gag tape, and he used it to pull pranks on people it was Milton Berle. And he'd call as Milton Berle. And it's all these like, it's just Milton Berle saying these dumb things, but he'd play them and fuck with people. And so we're gonna play the Telly Savalas one because it's funny as fucking hell. And
do you wanna play the intro to it?
Yeah, let me get there, Tori. I didn't forget. I was taking a slow walk there to my destination and enjoying the view.
Sorry.
Do the job.
Are you going to stop at a Wawa on the slow walk? Or
do the job. Give me a water. Let's go, Chris. Then he's mad at the water boy. And then the lady's like, Chris, come here for a second. I'm sorry, you old man. We just had a fucking bad series of downs out there, and I didn't mean to take it on you, out on you. You're doing a great job. Let that go. Just let it go, okay? All right, man. Oh, God damn it. I just fucking ruined that kid's life. I'm being Tom Brady now.
Yeah.
I probably didn't need to explain it.
No.
All right, anyway, let's play this Milton Berle prank on Telly Savalas.
With the intro first, right?
Yes, Tori! Do the job!
At Pick and Save, for about $1.80, you can buy a pre-recorded cassette with famous comedians wishing you warm greetings. The particular cassette that I bought opened with a happy anniversary message from Milton Berle. Here's a brief sample.
This is Milton Berle. On your anniversary, may I make a toast to you? L'chaim. Now, L'chaim means life. In fact, I have an uncle who's doing L'chaim in San Quentin right now.
So that's the soundbite that this guy purchased, and he used that to fuck with people, and this is the one he did to Telly Savalas.
Hello, this is Milton Berle.
Milton?
L'chaim.
L'chaim. How are you, baby?
May I make a toast to you?
Yeah, baby.
L'chaim.
L'chaim. L'chaim.
L'chaim.
L'chaim.
This is Milton Berle.
Yeah, Milton.
L'chaim.
All right already.
L'chaim.
L'chaim.
L'chaim. This is Milton Berle.
Oh, no.
That's so fucking great. Oh, God. I feel, yeah, baby. L'chaim, baby. All right already. Fucking snap.
L'chaim to life.
All right already. The way he said that, the way he said, all right already, is reminds me of one of the funniest things a friend of mine said to me once. We were at a bar. I was complaining about like an ex-girlfriend from years ago, and he'd probably just been, he was clearly sick of hearing the same stories over and over. We're at the bar and he's so drunk. And he said, and he doesn't drink now, but he's okay with the story. But he's so drunk and he's just sitting there, clearly just fed up. And finally he just goes, she's not your type. And it was just one of the, and he was 100% right. And it was delivered so perfectly. And then we broke up probably that summer. But, oh, just, you know, the type. That last word came flying out, directed right at me. That same girlfriend got me a shirt for my birthday from a store I like, but they happened to have, like, they had, like, linen shirts that I never wore. And she got me a linen shirt, and it was this weird shade of purple. I'm looking to see if there's anything. It was just this, a color I would never wear and a fabric I would never wear. And I remember it was for my birthday. Oh my God, thanks. And then I'm like, you're cool. If I return it out, you got the receipt. Thanks. And then I did take it back. And I remember just by the way I was dressed that day, which wasn't anything like the store, I just said, oh, I'm returning something. And she's like, all right, let me take a look, and open the box. And she's like, oh wow, whoever got you this really doesn't know your taste.
She's not your type.
Do the job. Yeah. And so that was one of those, oh, yeah, well, time to break up.
Well, when the store clerk knows.
Oh, man. So now I'm going to read this pun. Shit, what time is it? 10:33? Fuck it. We're all in at this point, past the point of no return. So here's the pun for who puns you, baby. And I think this is just going to be a nice way to end the show. Maybe we'll see. We'll see.
Tori, nice.
Nice. Good job, baby.
To life.
Now we're just a radio show. L'chaim. I could see it. I was going to say, do it. Do it. See, now I get it. This is just fun. These stupid fucking radio shows. It's going to be such a just stupid. Anyway, all right. Here we go. Hey, Tori. Saw something online I thought you might find interesting. I read recently in a Harvard alternative medicine journal that if you soak Cheerios in brine and then let them harden, they actually make for very effective suppositories. Something about how a natural laxative like fiber combined with the irritant qualities of brine really stimulates and loosens things up. So I tried it. Soaked the Cheerios for 30 minutes, set them out for a few hours to dry. I put one up my rectum, waited a bit, and not only did it not work, it also caused an allergic reaction or rash of some kind that was very painful. I thought maybe it was the brand of cereal or brine, and I tried all different combinations of brands of both cereal and brine, organic versus non-organic, etc. Same result every time, anal tenderness. Point being, if you're blocked up pretty bad like I was and are curious to give this method of combining Cheerios and brine a try, just know going in that you have to be very careful putting any kind of dildo up your butt. L'chaim.
L'chaim.
So that was the, I think I'm going to give myself an A+. No matter how blue, no matter how filthy, that's a fucking A+. What do you think, football?
You know, it reminds me when I was in math class and the teacher would say, show your work. And I feel like you showed your work.
Thank you. I mean, a dildo.
Yeah.
That's pretty fucking solid.
Yeah, but you wanted to take that long walk there.
Oh, yeah, I did. That's for me the only way to do it. Long and slow. That's Baby. How I long and slow until you pun. The worst. That's the fucking stupidest. Oh. All right, so that was it. We were going to just, I read that pun, and then me and Slice were going to talk about puns, or maybe we could have, but whatever. Let's just, it's late. Let's just be done on the pun for the puns. Let's do one more caller. I want to just go out in like a fun, cute, cutesy animal voice, and if it sucks, we'll do another one, but that's, I think, the positive, fun way to go out. Although dildo, you know what? Gone. Do the job. I didn't do the job. Should've ended it right there.
You can't top the dildo. You did the job so well. You did the job too well.
You know what? Let's fucking stop it then. Right? Fuck it.
I mean, now I'm picturing somebody with the dog who's really sad.
Let's do the call. You're right. Let's do the call.
Okay. Jeff, are you there?
Is Jeff there?
This is Jeff.
Hey, Jeff. How's it going,
New York, Jonathan?
Not too bad, man. We're hoping.
Slice didn't make it.
It's okay. You know, Slice had a much more important emergency at home. We're just glad Loaf is fine.
Yep, I agree.
All right.
Who's your?
This is hurting my feelings a little bit, yeah. Jeff. But cool.
Who's your pet, Jeff? And how do you talk to it?
My pet is a 3-year-old pit bull named Aww. Shocky.
Aww.
Yeah.
Shocky, that's rescue. Cute. Aww. Is he a big pitty or a little one?
He's 60 pounds of pure muscle.
Yeah. Aww. Aww. Solid cutie.
He's a sweetheart, though.
How do you talk? How do you talk cute with Shocky? Give us a little taste. Yeah.
When we wake up in the morning, I ask him if he's my dog, and I say, "Chucky, are you my dog?
Oh, yes. That's the cutest.
Am I your human?
Oh, man, I fucking love that. I want to do this all the time now. This is the best. Like, especially right now when everything just fucking blows. Everything is the fucking worst. It's the fucking worst. Every day, now this is like a real thing about do the job. Like every day is just fucking a barrage of just unbelievable, annoying, infuriating bullshit. And I just want to hear people doing their cutesy.
Chucky, are you my dog? Am I your human?
That's the fucking greatest. Because I'm going to go home tonight. Where'd my cat be? Where'd my cat be? You want to go for a walk? And it's half joke, half serious. My cat be. Come on, cabbie. Oh, Cabby. Well, that was I loved hearing your cute voice. Thanks for letting your guard down.
Thanks, man.
That was cute as can be.
Absolutely, man. Thanks for having me.
Give Chucky a kiss from...
Oh, my God. I'll bet he's just like, just a super solid, strong hug. Oh, man. Football, Tori, Jason, Andrew. That was a really fun show. That was just like the ups and downs, the highs and lows. I mean, fuck, guys. Well, thanks everybody for watching. I just wanted you to keep doing it. Thanks everybody for watching again. This has been really fun to do. We'll hopefully be doing these, I guess, like once a month. Thanks football for filling in for Slice.
L'chaim, baby.
Oh, L'chaim. Thanks Nick Offerman from the road. Thanks people that called in and gave us your animal voices, your cute voices. Thanks to Jason for filling in for Smokey and doing all the music. And thanks Tori for doing everything and Andrew for doing sound. And yeah, L'chaim. Good night. Thank you.